So let us start with a short prayer first. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We praise you, O Lord. We glorify you. And we thank you. We thank you for all your gifts. We thank you for your love, for your care. We thank you for your providence. We thank you for tonight's meeting. And we ask you to fill our hearts with your Holy Spirit, to enlighten our mind, to make us experience your presence in our lives, to feel your love, feel your presence, feel the strength of your Holy Spirit, to get closer to you, to love you more, to know you more, to allow your Holy Spirit to sanctify our lives. We thank you, Lord, for this meeting, and we ask you to work in our hearts and in our minds, to fill us with your presence and your Holy Spirit. And we thank you in advance for all the fruits that will be bearing in this meeting, in this talk. We thank you for every word and for every work that you are doing inside our spirits to make us grow, to become at your image and the image of the saints that you have chosen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we start with the topic of tonight, and it will be focused on the life of Saint Charbel, and most directly on his lifestyle, on his detachments from this world, on his life as a hermit. It's very hard and very tough for us people of these days who are living in the world, to take Saint Charbel as an idol or a guide, or to imitate his lifestyle, because you know, it's a hermit. It's the total opposite way of our lives today. But we can, let's say, contemplate his lifestyle to see how we, people of the world of these days, we can get some of his virtues, to get some lessons from his lifestyle, to get closer to God. Because at the end, our main goal of our lives is to become saints. So when we say that we want to become saints, we think that it's almost impossible, because we look at the life of Saint Charbel, of the life of the saints who are heroes, and we get shocked, or we see that it's impossible for us to become like them. But this is the call of God for every one of us. This is the purpose of our creation. God created us to become saints. So how can we do it? How can we become saints? Or is it only the fate of some people, or it's an invitation for all of us? Jesus says always that he is inviting all of us to his kingdom. So no one is excluded. So let's tonight live a bit with Saint Charbel in his hermitage for a few hours or a few days, to see how was he living, what was his lifestyle, what were the virtues that were growing inside of him that made him a saint, and not a normal saint. He is now a very special saint in the world. So let me first start by talking a bit about our human nature, our hearts, our needs, and how we are operating as the human beings. You know, there is something that push us out of our beds every day to go and confront life. So every morning we wake up, something will be motivating us to get out of bed and to go into what we call life. What are these motives? Why do we move in life? What are these things that give us the motivation to go out of bed, out of house, and then go and meet people and go to work? And what we say, enjoy life or confront life? The first thing is that we know that our hearts are living like they have some emptiness, some vacuum inside of our hearts. The human heart is thirsty for things, and you want to be filled, because the human hearts, like everything in nature, they are terrified by emptiness. They don't like emptiness. Nature hates emptiness, as we say. So our hearts are in a vacuum state, and we want to fill them to feel satisfied. It's like hunger. When our stomach is empty, we feel hungry and we need to fill them with food. And the human being heart is empty. And we are all longing to fill our hearts with things to feel that we are satisfied. What are these things that can fill our hearts? The human being needs three basic things, which are the affection, the security, and the value. Every human being needs affection. We need affection. We have to get affections from the people around us and give affection. And then we all need the security. We like to be secured. We feel that our hearts needs to be surrounded by safe things, by security, to feel that you are secure in this world. And the third thing is the value. We feel that we want to be valued among our people. We have our position, our value, to have our status in the community. So with the security, affection, and value, we get satisfied. We can fill our hearts with these three things that can break the hunger of our hearts and feel that we are satisfied. So the hermit, like every human being, needs these things. The hermit needs affection, he needs security, he needs value as any human being. So in our world today, how do we fill our hearts? What are the things that are filling our hearts? Our social activities, work, entertainment, food. We have to satisfy our senses. We have these five senses. We are always working nonstop to satisfy our senses, our eyes to see the things that we love, our ears to hear things that we love, our tongues to eat the food that we love, our touch, smell. So we are nonstop working on our senses to fill our hearts with the satisfaction that they need. So what can a hermit do in these things? How can we look to things? What are the things that he can hear? How can he adopt his lifestyle in a way that he can fill his hearts with all these things that he made to be filled with? So at first we can see that the hermit is going against the stream. So all the people are striving to fill their hearts with things to be satisfied, while the hermit have nothing of these things. You know, as affection, he's living alone in solitude, so no affection. As satisfaction of the senses, food, touching, hearing, listening to things, all these things that are music to the senses, the hermit is almost deprived of them. The value is not, doesn't have any position in the society. He doesn't, let's say, belong to a community where he is valued or not valued. So this transaction or this communication with his community is almost absent. So what can fill the heart of a hermit living in solitude, in silence, almost deprived of everything, living in penances, in abstinence, in a kind of ascetism that is very tough? You know, so the main aspect of his life looks It's very tough and almost impossible to live in. It's impossible for us to live in total solitude, deprived of everything, and feeling that we have a huge vacuum in our hearts and needs to be filled. So how can we fill it? This huge vacuum that is in the heart of the hermit is totally filled with the presence of God. So the total detachment of the hermit from everything in this world is compensated by the presence of God in his heart. Otherwise, he will explode, you know, or he will be implode. When you have a lot of pressure on a recipient which is empty, and so this pressure will put a lot of load on the recipient, and it will implode. It will be smashed. So the hermit will be filling his heart with the presence of God to counterbalance all the needs that a human being is longing for to fill his heart. And this is kind of very tough and very difficult, and we can see it for us as almost impossible. So why do the hermit do this? You know, as a human being, we are always chasing joy, happiness. We want to be happy. And this feeling of need of happiness is coming out of our empty hearts, because our hearts are needing for happiness, are longing for happiness. And every human being is searching for happiness in everything he's doing. So when, as I said, when we get out of our beds in the morning to go and face life, we are seeking happiness. We want to be happy. And then we start filling our hearts with every kind of things that we think this will make us happy, like to work, to get money, to eat nice food, to sleep in luxurious houses on smooth mattresses. And we look in all directions to anything that can fill our hearts and make us happy. And that's why we bring a lot of junk into our hearts. Because we are always trying. We try this and we try this and we work on this and we seek this and we search for this, hoping that these things will fill our hearts and will make us satisfied in a way or another. And we know, and we all know, that nothing can fill our hearts, because anything that is in this world will not give us the satisfaction that we need. So if you have $1 billion, you still will, you start working for the other billion. So you need 2 billions. And when you have 2 billions, you start working for the next 2 billions. And then even if you have hundreds of billions of dollars, you will keep seeking for more thousands of billions of dollars. If you like to eat food, so no matter the quantity of food that you'll be eating, the types of food that you'll be eating, you will never be satisfied. You want to try other foods, other senses. When you listen to anything, when you have to satisfy all your desires, nothing will satisfy the desires of a human being. Nothing. That's why he will keep always seeking, looking for his happiness. He wants to be happy. So with all these things that are around us, like food, clothes, money, entertainment, cars, houses, and all these things that are very close to our hands, that we can have them, we don't feel that we are satisfied. We need more. We are looking always for more happiness. And in depth, we feel that we're not happy. We're not happy. Something is missing. All the human beings who have their hearts filled with these things, whatever they are, these earthly things, will never feel any satisfaction. They feel that something is missing. They want to be happy, but happiness is not in these things. Why? Because their hearts are longing for something else that can really satisfy their hearts. So let's go to Saint Charbel, to his hermitage, and be with him and accompany him in a normal day. He wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, to prepare his mass, and then his mass is at 5. After the mass, he stay a long time in front of the Holy Eucharist, and then he go out in the fields to work, and then he come back for prayers, and then out again for work, and then back for prayers, and then out for work, and then back for prayers. And he stay up till late night, until midnight, and then he sleeps only for 3 hours, and then back to the same routine for 23 years. You know, these times when we sit for a few minutes alone, without any entertainment, without anything that can entertain us, the first thing that we say is, we are bored. Especially our youth today, they are always bored. If you give them whatever you give, any entertainment, any car, any house, any object, anything, we are always feeling that we are bored in spite of all these things that we have. So how come that the hermit is never bored? He has always the motivation to pray, to work in the fields, and to pray again, to meditate, to contemplate. And not only this, he is living in a very tough environment. So he sleeps very little, just a few hours, 3 hours. He eats almost nothing, just a small piece of bread with some vegetables. He wears almost nothing, the same costumes that he's wearing always. What is the thing that is preventing the hermit from getting bored or getting depressed? Because if we live in this lifestyle, no sleep, no eat, only praying, nothing to be entertained with, and nothing to be satisfied with, I think that we get easily depressed and not only bored. So here is the secret of the hermit. What is the detachment? Why is he detached from everything in the world? He is detached from everything that can give satisfaction to his senses. He is detached from people, detached from let's say, what can give happiness to people, like, as I said, food, clothes, entertainment, communication with people, all these things that entertain us in these days. So this is the biggest secret of the hermits or the people, the spiritual people that are living in a kind of solitude, not necessarily hermitage, but you can live in a kind of quietness and solitude. The secret of this is that the source of happiness is not outside of us, is not in the outside things that are surrounding us. The source of happiness is deep inside of us. So what the hermit is doing, he's living this kind of abstinence and detachment from all the things that can fill his heart, to be totally filled with the water of life, which is coming out of his inner spirit, is coming out to his heart from his inner being, because the source of happiness is inside of us and not outside. So we normal people of this world, of these days, we are like deceived when we are always running after things which are outside of us, to fill our hearts with, thinking that they can bring us happiness. The hermit knows and experiences very deep inside of his heart that happiness is inside, joy is inside. So what the hermit is doing, he is abstained of all these things that can endanger his heart by filling this heart by things that are really with known value, because he knows exactly that all the things of this world will not give his heart any satisfaction. So he starts first by stopping everything that can come to fill his heart. He is detached to keep them outside, not to come inside his heart, to give enough room for God and only God to fill his heart. So the heart of the hermit should be totally filled without any gap, with only the presence of God. And this will have a very deep and huge effect in his inner being. The first thing is that sometimes we can almost touch it very lightly, what we call the spiritual ecstasy. You know, in life, we are always looking for things like ecstasy. Sometimes we feel that we are full of a kind of happiness that we think that can fill our hearts and make us happy. But we are always surprised and shocked to see that these waves of happiness are very short. So they come, they fill our hearts with a false happiness, and then they go and they take their happiness with them and they make us pay the price of this happiness. So this is the happiness of this world. You cannot get happiness without paying the price. And the price will be to be more tired, to be more anxious, to feel this slavery of always working for some gods with the small g, to give us a small piece of happiness that we will pay a high price for it. It's something totally different with the real joy that we live when we experience the presence of God. The joy of God is free. It will never give us joy and make us pay the price. So it's totally free and it's permanent. You know, when you experience the joy with the Lord, this joy has a permanent effect in your hearts. You feel like a spring which is gushing. It's a source of eternal water, eternal life that is going out from your heart, from inside of you, that will give you a special sense of happiness and joy that you cannot experience with anything that this world can give to you. And I know that I'm talking like theories. No one can experience it unless he will live for a while with this kind of lifestyle that Saint Sherbel was living. And let's clarify this point. If someday we go into solitude, alone, in a very quiet place, total silence, we only hear the sound of the natures, maybe birds, bees, insects, animals, wind, trees, all these sounds of our mother nature. And then we close everything. We close all the windows and the doors of our hearts. And we focus on the source of life. We focus to get in touch with our Creator, with the source of joy. And we start like experiencing His presence in our life. We start feeling spiritual feelings, which are independent from all the material things that are coming from outside. When experience this kind of joy, we just touch a bit of this ecstasy that the hermit is permanently living during his hermitage life. Saint Sherbel will say that he was drunk in God. He's like drunk, you know, when someone is drunk. When we earthly talk about being drunk, is one who is not conscious of anything around him, just only is drowning in himself. So when we are drunk in God, we feel that we are totally detached from everything around us and only filled with the presence of this huge joy that God can grant us. So when we just taste a bit of this feeling, we start knowing that all the outside things are just shimmery, are just like deceiving. It's a total disappointment. When you go out of this state, when you go in solitude, in silence, and pray, and you feel the presence of God, and then when you touch this feeling and you go out again in the world, you can see clearly that this world is really deceiving, that all these things of this world are not satisfying. They will never fill your heart with any joy, with any happiness. It's just mere deception. So when we keep feeling this type of ecstasy, as I said, you start feeling the real taste of happiness. What is happiness? So Saint Cherbel, what he did, he was just closing all the doors and the windows for any satisfaction that is coming from this world. For instance, when his mother came to visit him, he knows exactly that he has a need for affection. He needed the affection of his mother. And he needed the affection of his brother and his sister and his friends when they came to visit him. This is a human need for affection. And he knows that if he opens the door for an earthly affection, he will be affected not to receive the heavenly affection. So he wanted and he insisted to have his heart totally filled with the presence of God and nothing else from this world. No affection, no sense of security, no sense of value, nothing. So even when he was eating, he was depriving himself from the least things. You know, he was harvesting grapes during the grape harvest time, and he was not tasting the grapes. So this abstinence, I think it's very hard for us when we are sitting in front of a buffet full of all type of food during a wedding or during a ceremony. Most of the times, we cannot prevent our hands from stretching out to touch any type of food. We make a lot of efforts to have this abstinence of touching the food and eating it. So Saint Cherbel was like living in a, putting his heart in a fortress and preventing him from receiving any satisfaction from this world. No earthly satisfaction, no food, no affection, no security, no value, no satisfaction for the senses except from God. And all this was to live in this state of the presence of God. He was living in the heart of God, and God was living in his heart, what we call the communion. He reached the communion with God, which gives this deep, strong feeling of an indescribable joy. We reach this in three stages. The first stage is the purification. You know, when we come to this world and we grow in this world, a lot of things are filling our hearts and our minds with good things and bad things and with all type of things. So the first thing that the hermit starts to doing when he joined the hermitage, you know, it's a process. It's not a push button thing. So it's a process to start with to reach this communion with God. This process starts with what we call the purification. We have to start to purify our hearts from all the rubbish things and the junk things that are filling our hearts from our environment, from the world around us, from our education, from small sins, from big sins, that from bad experiences that we went through. So the first stage is the purification. This is what we all do when we have our consciousness examined, when we have the examination of our consciences and go to confess and then communion. We live a kind of purification. And this is a permanent process that we have to go through throughout our lives, a continuous purification. So the more we get purified, so the more we allow to the light to come inside our hearts. You see, like, if I have some, to put it in a picture, our hearts can be covered sometimes with layers of things that are preventing light from coming inside our hearts. So the first stage, which is the purification, we take out these layers of our hearts to allow the light to get inside our hearts. So the more we get purified, the more the light will enter our hearts. So we start the second stage, which is the enlightenment. So the first stage is the purification. We get purified. Then we get enlightened by the light of God. So he started filling our hearts with this light that gives us a sense of freedom, and the freedom will give us joy. So the more our hearts will be enlightened and filled with the heart of God, we reach the third stage, which is the communion. We get in communion with God. We will be totally filled with his light, so we can feel that he is filling our hearts, and we are totally in the heart of God. And this is the state where Saint Cherbel passed several times, and that Saint Cherbel was experiencing. I think that his whole last years in his hermitage, he was in total communion with God, to the extent that one day he was struck by a lightning, and his clothes were burning. The hermitage was half destroyed, and he didn't feel anything. He was like totally submerged in the heart of God, submerged in the light. So this is the stage of sanctity that we reach when we are totally in communion with our Lord. And this is the goal and the objective of every hermit that is living this type of life. Now, I think that you felt that it's very tough and it's very hard to live this kind of abstinence, to live this kind of detachment from everything around us, to reach this this happiness and this joy and this communion, this fullness of light in our hearts. Yes, it's tough, but it's a process that it's a process, and it's an engagement that starts with a decision to start walking firmly the way of our vocation. We are called to be saints, maybe not at the image of the heroes, the saints' heroes, who are hermits and who have special faculties, but everyone has his own size of holiness, of sanctity. All you have to do is to take the decision to follow the way and to follow Christ, and to start this process. This process is first not to satisfy our senses with anything that comes to our senses, which is to watch over our senses, to put guards on the doors and windows of our hearts, not to let anything that is disturbing our peace and our hearts come inside our hearts, to look where we have to look, to listen to things that can build us, not destroy us, to go through experiences that can build us, not destroy us, to not let anything get inside our hearts which is not very controlled by the Holy Spirit. So we can give totally ourselves to the decisions of the Holy Spirit, to do always the things that will be pleasing to the heart of God, not to let anything from this world get inside our hearts, which is not controlled, as I said, or watched by the eyes of God. So in our world today, we are always working on satisfying our senses, our eyes, and our ears, our hands, our tongues, and we are deceived by these words, as I said, thinking that these things can bring us happiness. So we have to be very selective. And this is what we call the modern abstinence, or let's say our own abstinence. We cannot be totally closed for all these things that are coming from the world, because we are living inside the world among people. So we have to look, and we have to listen, and we have to eat, and we have to taste, and all these things. But we have to watch over our senses to let only the good things come inside our hearts. And then to keep the biggest room for the presence of our God, for the light of God to be filling our hearts. In our lives today, we have a small, tiny room for God in our hearts, maybe a beam of light, while all the remaining of our hearts are filled with too many things that are very heavy, are not giving us any satisfaction. So what Saint Sherbel is teaching us today is to be always watching over our souls, not to be spoiled or poisoned by all these things that the world of today is offering us, deceiving us that these things will give us satisfaction and happiness. This is a total deception. We have to listen to God, listen to the Holy Spirit, to take from the world only the things that can be in harmony with our vocation and our call to holiness. So to take only the holy things, even the material things, we can work to make them holy in our lives, to sanctify them. We can sanctify the material things, bring them inside our lives, and let them work totally for our holiness and our sanctity. Maybe I sound difficult or weird in this world, but we have no choice. We have to choose either we become saints or something else. So what choice do we have other of becoming saints? So this is the call of God for us. This is our vocation. This is the reason for which we are here in this world, to become saints. So this is the way of sanctity. Saint Charbel took the hard way, but he's inviting us to take the normal way for us. The normal way is to make our hearts ready always to be filled by the light of God. And do not fill our hearts with the junk things of this world that the devil and this world are offering us every second, just to put us away from our holiness and our God, to make obstacles between us and our Lord. So all these things that we are getting inside our hearts, that we are gathering inside our hearts, are just obstacles between us and our Lord, between us and happiness. So we are looking in happiness. Let's look for happiness where happiness is, where joy is. And this is inside of us, inside of our hearts. The kingdom of God is inside us. And it's the only source of real joy and happiness that will make us holy. So Saint Sherbel was the hero of detachment. He was detached from everything. You know, and in one of my encounters with him, he gave me this this picture of this ship that wants to go sailing in the sea. And this ship is attached with many ropes to the shore. And he said that if this ship wants to go and sail on the waves, on the sea, he had to get rid of all the ropes, to cut all the ropes. And if only one rope still attached to this ship, still attaching the ship to the shore will never sail. The ship will never sail. So Saint Sherbel cut all the ropes that were attaching him to this world. Total detachment. Not one rope. No affection. No security. No satisfaction of senses. Nothing. He cut all the ropes so he can fly high with his relation with our Lord. So this is difficult for us. We have a lot of ropes and chains that are tying us and attaching us to this world. We are attached to many things, but we have to be wise to know which attachment can take us away from our Lord and which attachments we have to sanctify them, to work with them, and to accept them in our lives with a special way of penances, of penitences, in fasting, and a kind of abstinence. We are now approaching the Lent season. And during the Lent season, we live this experience of detachment. We get detached from many things that we feel that they are obstacles between us and God. So we get detached from things that we think that they are satisfying us. And we go to the real things that can satisfy us, which are the prayers, meditation, solitude, silence, to be with God, to give God more room in our hearts, to feel His presence more, to enjoy His presence. And when we feel and enjoy His presence, we will not be a lot deceived by the things of this world, because we will know exactly where the joy is. And unfortunately, after the end of the Lent season, we go back to our world. But I'm sure that we will be touched by a special touch that God gives us every year, so we can grow more in grace. Year after year, we become more mature in our spirituality. Our hearts will become more enlightened. We get more purified. We'll get closer to God. We'll be more spiritual and wiser to know the good things of this world that can help us to be holy and avoid the bad things that can spoil our lives and destroy our salvation. So I think that it's enough for me to keep talking. I will let you ask questions if you want. So I'm here for you if you need any clarification for what I said. I know that some things that I said were a bit weird or not understandable, because after 30 years of experiencing Saint Charbel, I can say that I'm still in my first experience, because it's a huge ocean of love and wisdom and freedom that surpass our minds and our hearts and our ability to understand. So we live and experience more than understanding. So I hope that now at the beginning of this Lent, I was a bit helpful for you, to give you some hints to how approach this Lent season, to live it as deep as we can, looking for the internal source of life that we have inside our hearts. Thank you, everyone. God bless you all, and have a blessed Lent season for all of you.